Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show. Everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Andrew Hunter, and I am here with you guys as a photographer, drummer, musician, podcaster, wrestling fan, video game player, Jesus lover, husband. But if you could take all those things and combine them together and really describe me, it would be overall creative person. And with that being said, I'm here to help you guys grow the creativity that's already inside of you. On the show today, of course, I do hope that you guys have already subscribed on iTunes and Stitcher. If you have not, please go and do that right now. It's very, very important. It definitely helps the podcast be more visible to others that are looking for this kind of content. So if you can, on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, we're actually on there. So please go subscribe, rate, and review the show. And of course, follow the show on Twitter at The Creative Pod so that we get all the most recent updates on the show, the happenings of the show, if there's going to be any delays in posting of the show like there was a little bit this week. So if you guys can, of course, also send in questions, comments to thecreativepodcast at gmail.com. On the show today, guys, I actually have a really interesting take on creativity. And it's not like I'm not going to necessarily go over creativity for instance today, but I do really want to help you guys with finding outlets for your creativity. I've been a creative person pretty much all of my life, and that's actually something I'm going to go over pretty soon, how I got into music, or you know, what really sparked my interest in percussion and drums. So I'm going to actually talk to my parents and see if they can give me some insight, because I just don't remember. But with that being said, I have never actually auditioned for any kind of role as a musician or as a drummer, more specifically. But I have built relationships with people over time that's helped me to get gigs. So I really want to talk about that today, building relationships with people that will benefit both parties. A relationship, by definition, is not just a, you know, I give you something and you don't give me anything in return. It's a give and take. It's a compromise. You're both getting something out of the relationship. So for me, I have, like I said, never really auditioned for any drumming or, you know, percussion gigs that I've ever gotten. I've just built relationships with people over time that have allowed me to have that responsibility given to me to be the drummer or the percussionist for a show or musical or a band or anything like that. So it's something that I think is really important that a lot of you guys should really think about while you're out going, you know, through trying to find, hey, I want to be in this band, or I want to go do this, or hey, why isn't anybody calling me? Think about what you're doing as a person. You know, take music out of the equation. Like when you start building relationships with people that you maybe want to play with, do it as if, not as a fan. You don't want to like, oh, I'm such a fan of you, oh my gosh. But just do it, like, be really honest with them and say, hey, I think you're really awesome. I would love to play with you at some point, but I'm going to sit here and just listen to you guys. But also, build relationships as a musician. Let's just speak specifically as a musician, but this can go across any other creative venture, whether it be photography or sound or lighting or anything like that. As a musician, though, if you go to see someone play, a you know, acquaintance of yourself or even a friend, make sure you're involved in that, and make sure you're actually involved in watching them play. That you're actually, you know, if you like the song, then get into the song. If you don't, still be polite, but you know, because you're not going to like every single song someone plays. That's never going to happen. But at least be respectful. Don't be talking loudly over what they're doing. You know, I've gone to a few different like restaurants and, you know, obviously, if you go there to see a band play, sure, the band's going to be playing. But if you're at a restaurant, it's normally going to be kind of like background music or just kind of ambiance. But, you know, a lot of times if you're going to a venue to watch them play where there's actually a stage, then it's going to be a little bit different. You're going to be there to watch them play. So, yeah, you can still talk to your friends and things like that. You just don't want to be rude. But really, let's get back to the very beginning of starting a relationship with someone else to actually grow into possibly, you know, a gig or, you know, working together as creative people. The first thing to do is be yourself. Don't be someone that you're not. Be honest with people. It's more important than anything to just really be honest and open and let them know, hey, I'm also a musician. You know, I'd love to play with you at some point, but you don't need to like show them your chops right away. Like you need to take some time to really build that. With that being said, like I said, be yourself. if you're not comfortable playing a certain style of music, don't say, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll be able to play that, no problem. And then not be able to play death metal. Like, I can't play death metal for anything. It's just not for me. I've tried, yeah, kind of a little bit, but it's just not my style of music that I enjoy playing. It's not something I'm comfortable playing, and I if I have a choice, I would rather not play it. There's nothing wrong with that style of music. It's just not for me. So I would never go up to someone and say, hey, I really like what you're doing. And they're like, oh, well, we're looking for a drummer. Oh, no problem. I'm filling for you right now. Like, I would be completely lost and look foolish. And that's part of building relationships, being honest with people. Saying, hey, I really can't help you with that, unfortunately. But, I'll keep a lookout for someone. It's about networking and building that network of people around you that you can call on if you have a question or concern or if you need help. Okay? So with building relationships with people, like I said, the first thing to do is just be honest and be yourself. Let them know, hey, I'd love to hang out with you at some point. And be consistent. That's the second thing you want to do is be consistent. For me, I've always, really strive to be on time, be early even. If Mr. West is listening to this, Mr. Don West, my high school band director, shout out to him. He would always say, to be on time is to be late. To be early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late. And I've done my best to hold true to that. There are times where I oversleep, and I don't try to when I go to work, but there are times where I'm 5-6 minutes late sometimes, but I really do my best to be on time or a few minutes early if I can. But I've always, I can't not be on time or early for music or a gig of some sort. I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know. I really want to make sure. Mr. West just ingrained that in me, and I have a lot of appreciation for that. But it's one of those things. Be consistent. If someone says, hey, be here at 7:30 for the show, I'm usually there at 7:15, 7:20, 10 minutes early just to be there, make sure I can get what I need. That way I can also do personal stuff, get that out of the way too. For instance, last week, I actually was playing with the house band at Lou's Blues over in Melbourne, Florida, where I live. So the call time is 7:30. So, hey, be here at 7:30. We'll get everything set up. We'll start playing at 8:15. Cool. I got there like 7:15. I went ahead and grabbed a burger, fries, a tea, and sat down and ate. And by the time everybody else got there, I was already fed, didn't need to worry about food the rest of the night. I could just focus on doing what I need to do. And then it was perfect. I was just done. It was like I had just gotten there and started to set up. But nobody, it's just one of those things. So you got to be consistent. If you need to get something done before a gig or a some sort of show, do it before everybody else gets there. But also the third thing I want to talk about, be professional. It's really important when you're building relationships with people. And this is a lot of the reason I feel that I never really had to audition, is because I've done these three things that I'm talking about right now. Is I was honest and open. I was consistent and I was professional. And I still, those three things, there might be more that I might talk about today, but those three things to me are ones that stick out the most. And building relationships with other creative people are those three tenets: honesty, consistency, professionalism. If you don't have those three things, just pack it up and practice those three things until you can do all those things properly, and then you can go out and start actually being a viable creative person. So again, being professional, what does that mean? Well, it means all three are the first two. Honesty and consistency, those are the first two parts of being professional. But being professional is just kind of an attitude. It's kind of a lifestyle. Are you going to answer your phone when people call you? Are you going to, return emails, text messages, things like that about certain things? Are you going to show up dressed properly? Now, a lot of the place that I've been playing most recently, just as a jam, with some friends of mine, had the dress code is more lax, but I still try to dress appropriately. There's no one else I can think of that doesn't dress appropriately. I'm just saying, I just always try to say, okay, I want to make sure I look nice, in case I need to look nice, because there's pictures being taken, things like that. I don't want to make anybody else look bad. So it's one of my notions is just to make sure you're looking dressed appropriately for whatever kind of gig you're doing. A lot of the gigs I used to play when I was in college were a lot of black tie affairs. So I had to have a tuxedo in my car for months at a time, and I would use it and then take it off and put it back in my car. And, you know, I might play like, you know, 45 minutes of music, and then I'll take my tuxedo off and go from there. It actually worked out really well. But it, you know, obviously you don't want to keep a tuxedo in your car very long without washing it, but it worked out for me. But you want to dress appropriately. You want to, you know, you want to be responsible for what it is that you need to do. So don't expect anyone else to do what you need to do as a creative person. You know, if let's say you're doing lighting for a gig or something like that, or actually that's something I'm more comfortable talking about is being a photographer. So, you know, please, if you're a photographer, understand the kind of the venue itself. Will it work best to be shooting off flashes and disturbing people? Probably not. As a drummer, you know, is this room going to call for a quieter touch, or is it going to call for a heavier touch? And really understand that. Now, another thing about being professional is just knowing how to listen to other people and how to follow other people. This is maybe a hard thing for musicians, is because we always want to lead everything that we're doing. And I'm sorry to tell you, but you cannot lead everything that you're doing as a musician. Sometimes you can't even lead everything that you're doing as a photographer. It's one of those things that you need to understand how to follow other people or work with other people. If you can't do that, you can't work as a creative person if you can't collaborate, even just a small bit. You know, obviously, if you're painting something and it's just coming right out of your mind, that's something different. But if you're working with a, you know, say a client or another creative person, you have to be able to mesh whatever you're doing with whatever they're doing to create something interesting and something that's worth the price of admission for someone looking at it, listening to it, or buying it. So it's really important to, you know, to again, be able to work with other people. So we've already talked about being honest, consistent, professional, and also be able to play well with others. It's really, really important. You know, and then of course the last thing is to be humble and thankful. You know, all these things really tie into being professional, but they're all kind of a little bit different. But being humble and thankful is so important. If you walk into a job and you're just cocky and you don't, you know, you're like, oh, I've been doing this for years, blah 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 blah, then you're not gonna get called back at all. It's one of those things you need to walk in and say, hey, thanks so much for having me today. And if you guys ever come out and see anything that I do, you'll see I'm always shaking everyone's hand that's I'm on stage with, or if I'm working with someone as a photographer, I'm always shaking their hand, looking them in the eye and saying, thank you so much. It's so important. We have the opportunity to create art. That's what we do. We create art. On a daily basis, I create portraits of people. That's ridiculous. I take a camera and I work with a camera all day long, taking pictures of people and making them smile and making them laugh. It's ridiculous. I have a ridiculously cool job. And then on my off days, I get to do a podcast and I get to be a musician. And that's ridiculous. I am so blessed beyond anything you could ever imagine. And I'm so thankful for that opportunity. You know, we could be doing any amount of things. I could be, you know, doing any job, but I get the opportunity to be a photographer, a musician, a husband, a Jesus lover, a video game player. I get all these cool opportunities because of the fact that I've been humble and I've not been cocky and I've said, hey, I make mistakes and I don't want to make mistakes, but I do. And all this ties into being in a relationship with other people, whether it be your spouse, or whether it be friends or coworkers. You have to build these relationships and you have to do these five things to really make sure that you're working to the top of your ability. And if you are, then you're going to move up and do whatever that is that you want to do. For me, like I said last week, I got to play with a house band at Lou's Blues, and that was an awesome opportunity for me because I got to play with some of the best musicians that I know, and that's a pretty awesome perspective to have. I got to sit down with people that I respect and, you know, care about their music, and I got to make music with them. That's pretty cool. I was blown away by that by that invitation to play with them. And it was just really, it was one of those things that, you know, I'll never take it for granted, being able to do that. It's really important that we do those five things that really help make us better musicians, creative people, but also better in relationships with the people that we're wanting to create with. So with that being said, guys, I want to say thank you so much for being here today, listening to the show with me. I, again, am so thankful and humbled by all the response and all of the downloads I've been getting. It really blows my mind that people are actually listening to what I'm saying. It's really interesting. Also, I do want to plug my YouTube channel. You can find the Creative Podcast on YouTube. I'm actually going to possibly be doing some more music and drumming videos on the channel. I'll let you know in the weeks coming up if that's going to come to pass. I really think it might. I've been recording a lot of videos of me playing with my friends, so I'm hoping to actually put those up soon. I'm trying to up the camera angles and try to get them a little bit better. But we'll see. I'm trying to just do it really casually. It's not something I'm not going to put a lot of, you know, effort in necessarily. I just want it to be something easy to do while I'm doing other stuff that you guys could possibly enjoy. So if that's something you might enjoy, let me know. Drop me a tweet at The Creative Pod. Send me an email at thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. And of course, subscribe, like, share, leave ratings and reviews on the iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Until next time, guys, I will talk to you soon. But again, please, please, please keep creating, keep building relationships, and keep being awesome. And I appreciate everything you guys are doing, and I'll talk to you guys soon.